Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. I want to thank members of the media for coming here to Buffalo Police Headquarters to review the information that we're releasing today. I want to start from the beginning of this investigation. This past Monday at approximately 8 a.m., Buffalo police officers were called to an address on Potomac because of a found small child. It was determined that the child's approximately 3 years of age. An intensive canvas began Monday morning to attempt to locate the parents of this child. Officers went door to door in about a 10 to 15 block radius attempting to identify the child. At the same time, our 911 dispatchers and call takers began monitoring for any potential calls of a lost child, which is usually what happens in these circumstances. A child wanders away from the house, a call is placed, and we're able to quickly reunite the child with the family. There was no such call received by the Buffalo Police Department. After an extensive search, Child Protective Services was contacted, which is standard in these cases, and the child was turned over to them. At approximately 6 p.m. Monday, the same day, Buffalo Police and Fire received a call of a car burned out in the 100 block of Tonawanda Street behind a warehouse-type facility. The vehicle was not visible from the street or any of the surrounding streets in that neighborhood. Upon arrival, it was determined that what appeared to be human remains were found inside of that vehicle. Quickly, through the use of social media as well as media broadcasts, the BPD was contacted by two grandmothers from the state of Florida who had seen our Facebook page and local media reports about their missing grandson, and they reached out to the department. Unsure how that child wound up in Buffalo, was last seen approximately Saturday in Florida in the greater Orlando area. That same day, the grandmothers hopped on a plane and arrived here in Buffalo to begin the process of positively identifying that the child was, in fact, their grandson. We started to develop information about a type of vehicle that the parents and a third party potentially traveled to Buffalo, New York in. When we found the burned-out vehicle, I can't stress enough that the vehicle was completely incinerated. The contents inside the vehicle was nothing more than ashes. With the work of the Erie County Medical Examiner's Office, forensic anthropologists, the District Attorney's Office, Buffalo Fire, Police, and other agencies that assisted, we can now positively identify that vehicle as being the vehicle that the family rented and drove to Buffalo, New York in. It's our understanding that four individuals, the mother, the father, the child, and a third person who's friends of the family, drove here to Buffalo, New York. We have positively confirmed that there were two bodies inside of that vehicle. We have not yet been able to identify whose remains those are. That will take a very lengthy process utilizing DNA and sampling of the remains. That process can still take upwards of 2 to 3 to possibly as long as 4 weeks. We did an extensive canvas of that neighborhood where the vehicle was found. We immediately shifted gears into a homicide investigation, and our homicide squad has been engaged since day one, Monday. We have, through SafeCam and other programs, recovered some video evidence that we are about to show you. The video was taken Monday morning, early morning hours, and is going to show two people of interest in this investigation. We will play the video, I will give you some background on it, and then I will take questions after that. I can state at this point that this is still a missing person investigation. We are still looking for the three individuals who have been identified by local news outlets with their photos as well as their names. It's still a missing persons investigation running alongside of now a homicide investigation of two individuals. So if I could get the lights, please. The first video that we're about to play for you is of an individual that is walking back towards where the vehicle that was found burned appeared. The vehicle was driven behind, as I said, a warehouse location and was set on fire in that location. You're going to see an individual who is a person of interest walking from what would have been Tonawanda Street back past a camera to that. I would ask you to draw attention to the type of walk the person has, the type of shoes the person's wearing. Again, I'll state before we play the videos, we're looking for anybody out there that can help us identify these two people of interest to contact our confidential tip line at 847-2255. That's a 716 area code. Or to directly contact our homicide unit at 716-851-4444. Thank you. We could play the first video. The one thing to take notice in that video is that the individual appears to have either dreads or long hair. As you will see in the next video, that is not hair, that is some type of shirt over their head. The next video is going to show two individuals and the child quickly exiting from the area where the car was found. You will see in the top left-hand corner of the video a very bright flash. We believe that is the car being set on fire and these individuals exiting that scene. Next video, please. We'll play that video again for you. We know that the time on the camera system is accurate, so the vehicle arrives at approximately 2:51 a.m. And as you'll see in the next video, the vehicle's on fire at 3:01 a.m. The next video we're going to play, we've enhanced to show a closer shot of the individual that stops and puts the shirt or clothing object on their head. If we could play that video one more time and pause it when he's placing the shirt on his head, please. The thing I'd like to draw your attention to is as he's placing, again, the clothing type object on his head, you can see in the video at least one, possibly two gas cans, one of which is inside of a plastic bag. This is the same individual that you observed walking back towards the car by themselves. So we are asking any members of the public that could recognize these individuals to, again, please, as quickly as possible, contact our confidential tip line or our homicide unit so that we can begin the process of identifying them. And at this point, they are persons of interest. So with that, I'll open it to questions.
You said the car arrives at 2:51?
Correct.
And then 3 minutes later, the guy walks toward the car?
Correct.
And then 6 minutes later, or 3 o'clock, the three of them run out?
Correct.
Do either one of those individuals, the adults, match the description of the two men or any of the missing adults?
They do not.
Captain, does the video show how the vehicle, did the people who were presumed in missing or dead, did they drive the vehicle back there, or?
I don't want to get into who brought the vehicle back there, but the vehicle was driven back there. It approaches, as you saw in the top left corner, a little arm, a barrier arm, pushes through the arm and parks back there.
Captain, what about the video that the pickup point of the rental facility in Orlando has? Do they have any video of the people who rented that car that went up to Buffalo? Have you seen that?
I personally have not seen that video, but we are confident that the people that rented that car and drove here are the three missing people with the child.
But is there surveillance video of them getting that car, like at the ticket counter or whatever office?
I'll be honest, I can't confirm that right now, but again, we're confident that the people that rented the car and drove the car are the three missing people and the child.
Sorry, Captain, how important is this video to your case?
It's extremely important. It gives us a timeline of when the fire started. It gives us a timeline of how the child was not inside the vehicle. It gives us exactly two now people of interest that were present when this car started on fire. So it's extremely important. Video is not like what we see in the movies where it can be enhanced and brought to full color. A couple things I would like to point out. There is zero light where that video was shot. That video camera had infrared technology on it. So there's infrared illuminators that are producing artificial light. Therefore, it can distort colors of skin, it can distort clothing color. So I'm asking people not to draw any assumptions as to ethnicity or exactly what the people were wearing, because again, the video is technically black and white at that point, it's not color.
Why was the decision made to release this video?
You know, this is, as I've said from day one, this is a very complicated case with involving missing persons and a juvenile and now a homicide of at least two people, we believe. We're trying to get as much cooperation and help as we can. No little piece of information is useless. So as much as we can get, as many tips as we can get, somebody out there is going to be able to look at that video and draw some conclusions as to whom they believe is in the video. And that's the people that we're looking to talk to.
Knowing that there's two bodies in that car, is there any reason to believe that one of the three adults is still alive?
There's reason to believe that all three are possibly still alive because we have not identified who's in the vehicle. So potentially everyone's still alive, potentially one person's alive. We just don't know yet. I know that those people are still missing. They have not been in touch with any of their friends or family, to the best of our knowledge, and we're still handling this missing persons case until the evidence points us otherwise.
Couple more.
Jeff, there is this kid, but do you have to do DNA testing? I mean, how do you determine that this is the kid that the grandparents think it is?
Well, and there's a number of avenues that we do, and that's really a function of Child Protective Services. So they are currently working with the CPS branch in Florida where they live to go through and identify exactly who the people are. They are in the process of proving their identity, their relationship to the child, and that is established through birth records, family photographs. There's a number of avenues that are done. But again, that is something being handled by CPS. The child is still in custody of Child Protective Services here in Buffalo. I know that the family was able to have a visit yesterday, and the family has begun the process of applying for custody. That will take not only a court action here in Buffalo, but as well as in their home state to establish that link.
Is it possible there's additional surveillance video that's out there that you have?
Anything's possible. I mean, we're finding cameras. You know, I just left a press conference an hour ago with DA Flynn and Mayor Brown talking about our Safe Cam program. And there's video cameras popping up everywhere, places you would least expect them to be had. So it is possible that there's still additional surveillance footage that we have yet to uncover or that has yet been brought to our attention. But we are asking anybody that's in that vicinity of approximately Tonawanda and Niagara Street, that's close to a major intersection with Forest Avenue, it's close to Tonawanda Street. We're asking people, if you have systems, please review your videos dating back to Monday at approximately 2:30 a.m. to see if you do capture a white Chrysler Pacifica being driven in that area. If you do have that footage, we would ask that you bring that to our attention so that our detectives may review it and begin looking at that in relation to this piece of footage that we recovered.
Do you have any past evidence that people were alive when we take it back behind that
warehouse? I can't comment on that because we don't know yet. Until the medical examiner's office and the forensic anthropologists do what they do, and they are very good at putting together timelines in terms of deaths, I just can't answer that.
Michael, do you have any evidence of past crimes on that little tiny piece of property that's back in there? I mean, would people...
Not in particular. The building is currently in the process of being rehabbed. I believe it had been vacant for a number of years, and now it's being converted. But, you know, it's the location we don't feel has any nexus to what happened.
Do police have any assumptions as to whether or not those people whose remains were found, if they were already dead, if they were burned in that car? Is there any way to find out?
Well, again, that's part of the medical examiner and the coroner's office results that were anxiously awaiting on. I know that this is a priority case for them, so I would be guessing to say whether or not that was the case.
One more.
The vehicle is a Chrysler Pacifica?
Yes, we believe it's a white Chrysler Pacifica that was rented in Florida, and we've been able to identify that as being the vehicle that we recovered on Monday.
It is the same, you know for sure that it's the same vehicle?
Correct.
Can you help to see that little boy on that video or anything?
Beyond disturbing. I mean, clearly that little boy was inside of that vehicle, and there's two human beings that burned in that vehicle. So this is a horrific, horrific crime. So I guess we should be thankful that the little boy is alive and safe. It could have had other tragic outcomes, but as you can see, he's front and center for this. So you know, we want to catch the people responsible for this, and we will not stop until we do so. But in all cases, especially homicide investigations, we need help, and we need the public. These people were arrived in Buffalo sometime late Sunday, we believe, and as you can see, this came to a conclusion early hours of Monday morning. So in that time period, we know that they must have interacted with people in and around the greater Buffalo area. They had to probably eat, they probably had to sleep, they probably had to stop and get gas. So we know that there was some amount of interaction, some time span when they were in the, again, greater Buffalo or city of Buffalo area. And we're looking for anybody that may recognize these people, anybody that believes that they saw them, waited on them, please come forward. There's no piece of information that's too insignificant in an homicide investigation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.